I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill today, Senate Republicans say they won't have the votes to pass the Homeland Security spending bill until the White House works with them to place parameters on the new $1.8 billion settlement fund. The new anti-weaponization fund is designed to compensate President Trump's allies. Israel's government has ordered strikes on the southern suburbs of Beirut today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Israel Katz said the decision came after Hezbollah's repeated violations of the ceasefire and the, quote, attacks against our cities and citizens. In Kenya, hundreds of young people in Nanyuki gathered today to protest outside of an Ebola quarantine center for American citizens exposed to the virus. The demonstrations come 2 days after Kenya's high court suspended a U.S. plan to establish the facility. I'm Marcela Sanchez.